Welcome back to Master Your Mindset Podcast. We're on episode 75.
Guys, in this episode, we're going to talk about write yourself a letter. Let's go. What's up, guys? Welcome back to Master Your Mindset Podcast. Thank you for tuning in. And this is the hub, the spot to improve your mental game. Change your mindset, change your life, and man, fall is here, bro.
Yeah.
Is it gonna stop raining?
I hope.
It's okay. Hey, we love it. We live in the Northwest. We know what to expect. But guys, on the way down from Issaquah down to Puyallup to meet my boy T Money at the Master Your Mindset Studio, I was listening to a podcast. Shout out to Lewis House and the School of Greatness. He was interviewing Hall of Fame tight end Tony Gonzalez.
Mm-hmm.
Phenomenal interview. There's so many nuggets in there. But something that Tony told Lewis that I thought was pretty cool is that he would write himself a letter on Wednesday morning, the week of like a game week,
uh-huh.
or the night before the game. He said one of those two.
Mm-hmm.
And he would say, you put in the work, you're a Hall of Famer. You're going to catch 6 balls for 130 yards, 2 touchdowns. Like, he would just get into detail about, you know, how he was going to show up, how he was going to perform.
Yeah.
And he says, what that would do is I would transfer, you know, all the work that week from my head, and I would transition it into my heart. And mm-hmm. I would just let go.
Yeah.
And he also did some other things like mindfulness, where he would unlock his body and just slow down his breathing, and then after he wrote the letter, he would see himself with all of his senses in that moment performing at his best. But he said the key is to get out of your head and into your heart, and a tool he would do that was he would just write himself a letter, and once that was done, he said, I would just let go.
Yeah.
I would just let go. Now I got all the stuff in my head out, I would compete in my heart. And I've done a similar experience a few times, but really it's kind of about goal setting, and it's kind of about tuning in your subconscious
mm-hmm.
in on what your conscious brain wants, because your conscious brain is the goal setter, your subconscious is the goal getter.
Yeah.
And, man, this is crazy, T-Money. We moved last summer.
Uh-huh.
And about, like I said, 5 or 6 years ago, not in a good place emotionally,
mm-hmm.
was not making the money I wanted, didn't have the job that I wanted, and I was kind of journaling, and I wrote down some things I wanted. I wrote down, you know, how much income I wanted to make, you know, in the next 5 years.
Yeah.
Each year that amount will go up and up and up and up.
Mm-hmm.
And we're moving, and again, actually Kendra found the notebook. He's like, have you seen this notebook? I started reading it,
uh-huh.
and I went back and looked at it. Dude, my income was within $5,000 every single Jeez. Year.
That's awesome.
And I had the exact job that I wanted,
mm-hmm.
and I was making the exact income I wanted of that letter that I wrote to myself, of the goals that I set for myself.
Yeah.
So we forget this act of writing stuff down in detail. So tell me about your process, man.
I think, yeah, that's huge, and that's definitely something that I'm going to adapt. And, yeah, just writing it down is so much better, so much helpful, is so much more helpful. Yeah. I mean, it that's how your brain works, is when you write it down, you're going to memorize it better, you're going to remember it better. And that's just how everything in life works when you're writing it down. That's why it's so important to write down your goals. Don't just think about them, but write them down and look at them.
Yeah.
And same thing, just like, as you said, write a letter to yourself, writing down your goals. Yeah. And write down. And then it's always, it's nice writing down your goals and achieving those goals. But the best part is going back and getting to cross them off or check them off and say, yeah. I did that. It's just a self feel good moment, because you wrote down a goal for yourself to achieve and you achieved it.
And just getting your coordinates locked in on what you want. A lot of people don't know what they want, or they don't spend the time to get in detail what they want. And I know in 1979, There's a book called What They Did Not Teach You at Harvard, and it quoted a study that Harvard did in 79, mm-hmm. where they asked business graduate students, do you have a goal? Do you have a plan to achieve it, and have you written those down? 84% did not have a goal.
Yeah.
14% had a goal but didn't write it down. Only 3% had a goal, had a plan, and put it to paper. They track those three groups 10 years later. Uh-huh. The 3% who wrote their goal and their plan down were making 10 times more money than the 97% combined. Jeez.
Yeah.
And one last story that I'll wrap up. One of my best friends, Thomas Ostrander, were roommates in college. And his wife, Destiny Ostrander, which my wife, Kendra, and her are very tight. When they were in high school, mm-hmm. at some type of a Young Life, different, so T.O., Thomas was in Yakima, Destiny was in Orton, Puyallup, but at a different Young Life event, they wrote a letter to their future spouse that they kept until their wedding day or wedding wow. night, or eve or whatever.
Yeah.
And neither of them knew it. That either of them did it. When they handed each other that, they oh my gosh, you wrote one too? I wrote one too.
Yeah.
And they read it. They wrote this letter on the exact same day.
That's crazy.
Facts, bro. Is that crazy?
Yeah.
So, guys, the power of setting an intention, the power of being intentional, the power of being vulnerable, of even writing down what you uh-huh. want. I think we're afraid of that. We're afraid to even, because what happens if we don't get it? Hey, you're going to regret the things that you did mm-hmm. not do more than your failures. Mm-hmm. So let's make it count. Challenge today. Write yourself a letter of your best self.
Yeah.
Your future self, best version of you. If you knew you couldn't fail, what would you do? Write yourself a letter. I'm sending you a four-page letter. What's up, Aaliyah? Hey guys, we care about you so much. Let's make it count. Let's go for it. Write yourself a letter and then forward this podcast to someone that you love that yes. can use these nuggets. Give Absolutely. Us a review. Give us a rating. Subscribe. The body has limits.
But the mind is limitless.